Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, offering a pleasant night for those outdoors. In Haifa, temperatures remain mild, perfect for a stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran war unresolved because of Trump's mistake. An expert warns that the U.S. and Israel must return to fighting. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, Iran has renewed missile and drone fire at the UAE. Emirati officials are responding, asserting their right to defend themselves. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker stresses that Jew hatred is not acceptable even amid criticism of Netanyahu. His remarks were noted in a magazine interview reported by JNS just in. Separately, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Axios reported this development. And finally, the Iranian regime's overconfidence is being scrutinized. This stems from an INSS researcher's warning about Iran's stance, sourced from the Jerusalem Post. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Lebanese journalist, noted that Lebanon is openly criticizing Iranian missile attacks on the UAE, a stance not seen before Nasrallah's elimination in 2024. He posted an hour ago. Daniel Seidemann, a Jerusalem-based political analyst, commented on a campaign by Temple Mount activists. They aim to end the flags parade on the Mount, despite it being reserved for Muslim worship. His remarks came earlier today. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, urged Iranians not to lose hope. He emphasized that Israelis have endured rocket fire from Hezbollah and the Iranian regime, determined to see the regime's end. He posted this 2 hours ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's military actions. The Jerusalem Post reports that Benny Sabti from INSS argues the lack of resolution with Iran traces back to Trump's policies. He believes only renewed fighting will push Iran to negotiate. This escalates the regional tension, affecting diplomatic efforts. Turning to Iran's renewed attacks on the UAE, Ynet details how Emirati air defenses are actively engaging Iranian missiles and drones. This is the second day of such exchanges, highlighting regional instability. The UAE's firm stance could lead to broader regional alliances against Iran. Meanwhile, Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois has spoken out against antisemitism, even amidst criticism of Netanyahu. JNS highlights Pritzker's concern that such hate is not justifiable. His comments underline the complex intersection of U.S. politics and Israeli policies. The proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon by Trump, detailed by Axios, could pave the way for broader peace talks with Iran. However, it poses a political challenge for Netanyahu as he navigates domestic and international pressures. The outcome could influence future peace efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Canadian real estate company Almadev plans to list on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Globes reports they aim to raise significant funds, reflecting confidence in the Israeli market. Separately, a global report from OpenAI reveals that 18% of jobs are at immediate risk. Walla Business highlights the impact on various professions, emphasizing the need for adaptation in Israel's workforce. And finally, Israel invests in new defense technologies. CTEC reports on the use of lasers and nets to counter drone threats as Hezbollah's capabilities grow. The success of these systems could redefine regional security strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.